Joy is the serious business of heaven. Those are the words of author C.S. Lewis and the beginning of our reflection today, December 5th, the first Tuesday of Advent. Clive Staples Lewis was an author and professor who was born in 1898 in Belfast, Ireland. Although he was raised in the Church of Ireland, Lewis became an atheist at age 15. When World War I began, he enlisted in the British Army. After the war, he resumed his studies and eventually became a professor of English literature at Oxford University. It was there he met author J.R.R. Tolkien, who would later write The Lord of the Rings. The two became lifelong friends. Tolkien, a Catholic convert, tried unsuccessfully to convince Lewis to become Catholic. However, by 1929, Lewis began his journey back to God, which he chronicled in his autobiography, Surprised by Joy. He called himself the most dejected and reluctant convert in all England, kicking, struggling, resentful, and darting his eyes in every direction for a chance to escape. Christian themes were often found in his writings, including his series of young adult books, The Chronicles of Narnia, which have sold more than 100 million copies worldwide. Lewis's books and the adapted film series of the same name continue to inspire today. Take another look at the Advent plans you wrote down last Sunday. Let's continue on with Luke's Gospel. In the days of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah of the priestly division of Abijah. His wife was from the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. Both were righteous in the eyes of God, observing all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blamelessly. But they had no child because Elizabeth was barren, and both were advanced in years. Luke chapter 1. Verses 5 through 7. Zechariah and Elizabeth were childless, which in their culture was a great misfortune, even a disgrace, since there would be no heirs to carry on the memory of the family. One can imagine their feelings of failure and inadequacy. All of us feel barren in one way or another. I haven't produced in my life what others or I myself had hoped I would. My failure to live up to what might have been leaves me with a certain empty feeling. But God does things through me that I myself cannot do or even measure. And God does them often in ways I don't understand. That's the secret. Let God do what God wants to do through me and trust in His plan. That is the path to greatness, no matter what my age, no matter what my condition. O Lord, let me let You do what You want to do through me today. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.